Today we're going to be talking about
a state of heightened perception being induced, a valuable state of heightened perception being induced by drugs, by proper drugs. Do you think imaginative writers would benefit by that?
Well, I think the people who would benefit most of all are professors. I think it would be extremely good for almost anybody with fixed ideas and with a great certainty about what's what to take this thing and to realize that the world he has constructed is by no means the only world, that there are these extraordinary other types of universe which we may inhabit and which we should be very grateful for inhabiting, I think.
So amazing. Angels. The Hindus have angels.
God.
Angels. So amazing. Angels. And of course the Protestants have angels. Angels. So amazing. All the holy books mention angels. Angels. So amazing. But let's talk about angels. Angels. So amazing. But let's talk about angels. So amazing. Angels. So amazing. Angels. So amazing. So amazing. But the big ones.
Asthma.
Hello?
Angels.
Angels.
So amazing.
Angels.
So amazing. No one loves you. So amazing. But let's talk about angels. And so your angels. Angels.
So amazing. Now that's something to say.
Mm-hmm. Where's the Gerald? All I hear is air conditioning. Oh, I gotta call the thing. Cheryl. Oh. Hello.
So amazing.
But the
wow,
big ones
it's been a
angels.
While. And did you get a haircut?
What do you think, nasty cunt face? God, you're stupid.
Probably.
No, I buried it up somebody's cunt. Actually, that's true. But I wanted to show you some new panties I got yesterday at the Gap. Well, you see, what happened, Gerald, is I went to the yoga and I drenched my panties and my blouse because I was so, and yes, I am recording, so fat and sweaty after all the blouse. Sorry. After all the blacks.
Okay.
Sorry, Trotsky. He got scared of me for saying blacks. But I realized, Cheryl, I didn't bring no panties to change into. So I went camisole. What do they call it? Camadon? Lesbian? Camisole.
What? Right? Commando.
Yes, like Wondered Wisdom. Okay. All the way next door to the Gap. And look at these panties I bought.
I hope you don't get a rash.
Look at these panties I bought. I didn't even wear them yet. Look at how pretty they... Look at the pen.
Fish?
Yes, fish.
I have a clip for this. Hold on.
Fish for my fish.
Hold on. Where's the clip?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let me see here.
All right, okay.
Sorry, okay, here.
You're sorry? Why?
Let me get this girl.
Or it's all coming up. But first, fish. Fish breathing. Fish. Fish breathing.
That's Rachel Maddow for you.
Hold on. Where's my Sylvia fish, though? I need a Sylvia fish with Rachel Maddow. Can you put that in the holder? I need to get some fish in the holder.
It's one of my favorites.
Did you put it in the holder? Holder?
It's called Maddow-fish.
How come I don't see it in my holder?
Well, it's there. Now you gotta sort it by the name, and then you'll see Maddow-fish.
Maddow. Oh, uh-oh.
Fish.
I think I typed something wrong. Mammy coffee?
What?
30 Rock hook, smaller, oh my bad, fish. Mm-hmm. Starfish, extra anus meat, starfish.
Mm-hmm.
Maddow fish.
So many clips.
They're all related to fish, which is kind of weird, don't you think?
Oh.
Hold on. I don't want to play Maddow fish until I find regular flavored Sylvia fish. Yeah. Let's just search for all the things
so
fish.
Amazing.
Fish, open the fish. Oh, a bad fish. Where's regular fish, Cheryl? What holder is that in?
Don't know.
Oh, Gerald, what good are you then to me?
Huh? Your dad go home.
Right. Right.
So, Matt, it's been a while since we've done a lot of ground.
Hold on, I'm losing my train of thought. Oh. I don't want to forget about fish. Oh. All right, fish. I'm searching the whole drop box for fish. It only finds a... It just says fish. I don't see Sylvia. Sylvia. Sylvia fish. Sylvia. Fish. Sylvia White? I can't spell Sylvia. That's me problem. Let's see. About Sylvia. Prayer for peace and grace. Sylvia malfunction. Oh, here it is. Fish. Hold on. We're almost there, Nade. What is this? Malfunction. Very powerful, by the way. Malfunction a lot of. I don't know what that means.
What?
Fish. Fish. Okay, here we go.
You could start by I put a very special beginning video that I premiered on my Grom.
Just a second with the fish.
Oh, it's all coming up. But first, fish. Oh, it's all coming up.
Wait.
Too fast.
I know,
man. Oh, it's all coming up. But first, fish.
Fish.
Fish breathing.
Fish. 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 Fish.
Fish.
God.
Fish.
I think I put God.
In prayer.
Oh, it's all coming up.
Prayer.
But first,
okay, fish. Should we open with the prayer or the fish?
Fish breathing.
I think, we need to open
fish.
With... It is called...
That Grumfeld. I know what it is, because I actually
Spirit
pre-read the
Guide's
word.
Intro for the program. You've not seen this yet. It's
no, amazing. Actually, I have. Spirit Guide's introduction
to the...
Holder
until we start the Grum so that you don't
Yeah, but the only
them.
Problem is this isn't the program. This is the Grum.
Oh,
okay.
Don't like him.
Let's see. Sylvia Brown is a flaming racist. Oh, I'm in the wrong holder. Hold on. Seen a lot of holders lately. It's all the rage with the holders. Everybody's doing holders now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got to move on to something else. What was the name of this thing? Chink Rady speech? I put that on in the background.
No.
Well, what am I... I forgot what I was looking for, Nade. Seriously, what? Tell me the name again. Flavorman Pool Party, Black DC
Spirit
Party?
Spirit Guide's intro for the program.
Spirit Guide's intro for the program? All right. Let's see, this is going to be complicated because, I have to do that thing with the fish. You know what? Let me do it how I did before so that I can get it right. It's going to take me a minute to set it up properly. But last time I think it worked better, don't you? Remember how I had it working so it was easy for me to grum things without having to get all fecocked with it every time?
That was like 3 weeks ago, Nate.
That was 3 weeks ago. That's right. But you're only 25, and you were 25 then, so get fucked.
Mm-hmm.
You stupid, filthy,
it's
dirty
cunt. My 25th birthday.
Is it? Really?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes.
You're kidding, mates.
Yes.
Serious, Lades?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you get for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Don't take my presents.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, Nadine. Oh,
no,
look, there's my streen.
Wallace.
All right. Nigris Wallace? What? Stop that. Hold on, let me get this going. N-word Ferguson hyphen Ferguson
stop,
meat.
Stop.
Okay, what am I playing? Prayer for Protection and Peace? No.
That is a good one, though. You can play it after.
Okay, but tell me again the name of this thing. I forgot again.
Spirit Guide. Intro for the program.
Is it my guide? Spirit of prayer? Oh, wait. Oh, no, that was Spirit Guides. Oh,
yeah.
Malfunction.
Mm-hmm.
Not on target. Girdle. Hold on. I'm almost there. Do you see it in the holder of the holders?
Right.
You see it or not? Answer me, Questy.
Yes.
Okay, Garrett, let me make it a little bigger then for the holder. I hope you don't mind the Steve Jobs outer space program in the background.
No,
all right, here we go. This is Spirit Guide's intro for program. Even though this
today we're going to be talking... About spirit
wait. I know you can't hear it, can you? Cheryl. Okay, let me turn on your aids. That's the one thing I have to remember to do is turn your aids on. Can you hear your aids?
Right. What? Yes.
Okay.
Today we're going to be talking about spirit guides. Damn it.
Oh, I didn't do a tweet.
All right.
That's good to
know. Damn it.
Cheryl and Madge live again now, finally, with AIDS.
Can you just play the fish one more time?
Which just fish? We got a lot of fish.
Both.
Mad-Owl fish or regular flavored fish?
Both.
Okay, I need you to give me a sex
for
cut.
For Gadsden.
Excuse me?
For Bradley's.
Oh, her. Aya. Bradley's queen. She give us money? Is that why?
No.
Oh. All right.
Oh, it's all coming up. But first, fish.
Fish.
Fish breathing.
Fish. Fish. Fish.
I need to get the fish in a loop, though, made.
No loop.
Oh, but shut up.
Fish.
Oh, that's
or it's all coming up.
Man.
But first.
Shut up.
Fish.
Just let me have fun. I haven't been on a grum in an age. I didn't say coon's age. Did you get the picture of the coon I sent you, by the way?
I fish. Wanted it, man.
Fish.
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 Now,
just a second.
Fish.
Fish.
Fish. 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 Fish.
Fish.
Fish.
Fish.
Wings.
Bet you didn't hear that coming, did you?
Fish.
Fish.
Wings.
Wings. Wings.
And fish.
Fish.
Hey, man.
What's next?
I cannot stand the change. That's what it is. I was driving home today.
Is that heavy? Is that heavy?
What?
So I was driving home today, and guess what I saw in front of me?
A BP?
No. I seen a Quora with the license plate Hook 1.
That's funny, because I saw a license plate the other day going to the dorm that had the word lip in it, L-Y-P, and I thought, wouldn't that be funny if Cheryl got that? And then I imagine.
What a theme of Liam.
Okay, Cheryl. Cheryl.
What?
I had to back up a little. Now, the video recorded it all, but I somehow turned off the holder, and it started with, on the subject of lips. What came after when you said the subject of lips? What came after?
What?
When you said earlier on this grum, the subject, on the subject of lips. Dot, dot, dot. What was then? What did you talk about? Big layups?
No. Nice layups.
Which nice. Was... Who had nice layups?
Who had nice layups?
Are we didn't talk?
Are we at home?
Oh. I'm playing it, Cheryl. Shut the fuck up. Playing it, Cheryl. Shut up. Goat seeds.
We have nice loops.
Did Cheryl, did you happen to see that nice enema fleet I put in the holder earlier this evening?
What?
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here's
that. Generous portions.
Oh my goodness, a double cheeseburger for $2? No way, let's go get one, guys.
Love whore.
Double cheeseburger for $2? No way. Let's go get one, guys. No way. Let's go get one, guys. Hey, let's go get one, guys. 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 Let's go get one, guys.
Fish. Fish.
No way. Let's go get one, guys.
Cheryl, will you do me a favor and impersonate her? I just want to hear how you...
Can you push that fleet out?
Oh, that's the one I just was talking about.
I can't hear it because you keep talking.
Well, that's because I wasn't fucking... Oh, it's got nudity, Cheryl. I don't know about that. Okay, here we go. Here we go, Cheryl.
Uh-oh. Yeah, Greg.
Watch it.
Yeah.
You hear it?
Very,
Why you gotta cover his beak?
He's wiping it off.
It's dirty. Real quick, right?
Yeah.
What's on it?
Dirty!
Why is he wiping it with a white napkin? Is that for McDonald's?
You didn't hear it, Shelly. You were talking over the fleet.
Oh. Yeah, we need to burn it.
Get it. Yeah. Hold on.
What
do I do?
Break.
He could
sleep
real quick.
Break.
Yeah,
okay.
You're
both
asleep.
We got some yesterday. I don't know
what
it is.
Got boxes of it.
Did you see that? Did you hear what he said?
Mm-hmm.
We got in fleet. Now, that boy dutied three times during that shoot. I mean, really, Cheryl, I earned my obese. What is obese goatsy? Cheryl, this is ridiculous. I don't understand what this is.
My smoking hole? Or are you talking about
I'm talking about obese scoutsy. I mean, what is that? What is that, Cheryl? It doesn't. And why is it all pixelated? I mean, what am I looking at?
Anus, and it's being goatsied. She's actually goatsying his fold, I believe. That was a good grum. Very good grum.
ObeseGoatsy.jpg is what it's called, if anybody wants to know now. Mm-hmm. Obese Goatsy.
Oh.
Now, I wanted to play that message from...
Obese, handsome, and sexy men know how to provide suck and fuck satisfaction. Oh.
Where's that? Oh, that's from the new... I finished the holder of it. Maybe I can find that. Maybe I saved the holder. Oh, I wish I had saved it onto the grum. So now, we didn't go over the starfish, because remember last... Oh, there... Poppies that say, come fuck me, I'm not done with you yet, and
well,
fuck some more.
First of all, we need to continue something from our last program.
Twitter sheet, wait.
Everything goes through him, so I can take you places that you'd never, never, ever think of going. And I also Twitter.
And I also.
Facebook. So when you get on your computer, you can push F. And my Twitter, make sure that it's Sylvia Brown, _Brown, because there's a lot of people that have tried to copy me. And that's the only way you'll know it's truly me. And just as an aside, which I think is humorous and very flattering, is Obama is one of my friends on my Twitter sheet. Okay, we're going to get to the questions now, and I'll...
Now, man.
I don't understand this, Cheryl. What is? I thought you don't like to be seen on camera.
I don't.
That's disgusting. What was this from? Is that a JonBenet Ramsey kind of thing?
No.
Starfish with Duty Water. Did we show?
That is from the program Pushing Daisies.
Did you want to see the starfish with Duty Water, or did we already cover that in the
yes,
last round?
Yes, but first we need to continue a topic from 3 weeks ago.
I'm trying to find something.
Today we're going to be talking about spirit guides.
What about the protection prayer, Cheryl? Cheryl.
Okay. Play the protection prayer.
Oh, goody.
Damn it.
Prayer for protection.
Damn.
Dear Asnan, Father God, we ask that your wings of protection come around us like a cocoon of peace. We ask that this gigantic light that emits from your love descends upon us and protects us from all darkness, enemies, adversities, and sickness.
And asthma.
We ask that the Christ consciousness walk before us as a protective shield. I recommend that you repeat this 3 times.
Play shield again, please.
Wait, Cheryl, she requested that we cycle it 3 times.
I know.
So that was fortunate. She's just, everybody's going with it. Let me
shield.
Let me switch the video to my face.
Shield.
Hold on. Okay, now we have me with the face and the holder. Shield. Then we got to do number, well, the first one doesn't count, Cheryl, because I wasn't expecting it. So we have to play that Mother Asthma 3 times. Or
shield.
We have to make sure that Mother Asthma hears it. This is prayer for protection and grace, right? Or is it just protection prayer? Protection. Protection, right? Okay, here we go. Ready for the first one? You keep count. You keep count. I might forget and lose count. And have to start over.
Prayer for protection. Dear Asna and Father God, we ask that your wings of protection come around us like a cocoon of peace.
God,
we ask that this gigantic light that emits from your love descends upon us and protects us from all darkness, enemies, adversities, and sickness.
Wings.
We ask that the Christ consciousness walk before us as a protective shield.
Wings.
I recommend that you repeat this 3 times for prayer for protection.
God.
Dear Asna and Father God, we ask that your wings of protection come around us like a cocoon of peace.
Wings.
We ask that this gigantic light that emits from your love descends upon us and protects us from all darkness, enemies, adversities, and sickness. We ask that the Christ consciousness walk before us
God.
As a protective shield.
Oh.
I recommend that you repeat this 3 times for protection.
One more.
Okay.
Prayer for protection.
Page.
Dear Asna and Father God, we ask that your wings of protection come around us like a cocoon of peace. We ask that this gigantic light that emits from your love descends upon us and protects us from all darkness, enemies, adversities, and sickness.
Is that heavy?
We ask that the Christ consciousness walk before us as a protective shield.
Wings.
I recommend that you repeat this 3 times for protection.
That was 2, right?
No, that was 3.
Prayer for protection. Dear Asna and Father God, we ask that your wings of protection come around us like a cocoon of peace. We ask that this gigantic light that emits from your love descends upon us and protects us from all darkness, enemies, adversities, and sickness. We ask that the Christ consciousness walk before us as a protective shield. I recommend that you repeat this 3 times for protection.
It's your personal guide.
We have a spirit. It's a ghost. Prayer for protection. Dear Asna and Father God, we ask that your wings of protection come around us like a cocoon of peace. We ask that this gigantic light that emits from your love descends upon us and protects us from all darkness, enemies, adversities, and
sickness.
We ask that the Christ consciousness walk before us.
I don't know how many of you are
as a protective sheet.
Excuse me?
Are you done?
Well, actually, Cheryl, I believe our friend, the genius video person, whose name is X-Dope, made a retort.
Yes.
Did he not make a retort? You will recall that I critiqued his thing, saying, saying that it wasn't real. It was wonderful, but it could have been a little better, and I critiqued it, saying what I thought about it, right?
Yeah.
Now, X-Dope made a reply. What's the name of the reply, nigga? Oh, girdle.
It's called Matt Weinstein Style.
How's that?
Is it heavy?
It's good times. Such an insult. What was the name of it? Oh, I got it.
Mammy Coffee. This? Mammy Coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I gotta find. This is a video, right? Yeah, so I gotta do the holder up.
You can't perform tonight.
Shh, be quiet.
Yeah.
Shut up. You're being nasty. I don't like that talk. This isn't one turd wisdom. This isn't Peter's Shelgram. It's mine. Peter's a dirty, filthy racist whore. And I won't have it here in this grum. Where's my grum holder for the stream? No, that's Roger Ebert's. They want no more Roger Ebert's. Oh, that's that ugly thing from God knows where. What is this, Sylvia 1212? Hang on with that. What happened to my holder? Cheryl, I can't find the said holder.
Why do you mean poo-poo?
Spirit guides for... No. I guess I got to do it over with the holder.
Man.
What? Leave me alone. Mammy Coffee. There, I did it.
Sorted by date. It's the last one.
No. I found it. I just had to get the stream back to the holder screen. Holder vision. Yeah, it's that new technology. You ready for this, Grum? The Madge Weinstein retort? What is it called again? I forgot. Madge Vagina Style.
Style.
Style. I said that.
How many grads?
Can you see the grum holder now?
Right.
Can you hear yourself?
Excuse me?
Can't I hear you, Daphne?
Do you hear me, Lion?
I just want
no.
to not fuck it up.
You I don't hear me. Myself, but okay.
Wait, then let me fix it. You seriously don't hear yourself, self?
Do you hear me, Lion?
You do no. hear yourself.
No, I don't, but okay.
Stuck again.
Destroy now.
Yeah, it works, you stupid lying cunt. God, I hate you, ass.
Right,
I think, so. Though, I have to critique it, though. The editing just needs to be tighter. Like, when you... Like, it was just... There was too much space between when he talks and you talk. I would blend it a little differently so that it's not so obvious, the sound, when it's obviously different backgrounds, right?
But you cutting can off the top
sort of mix
the
those together.
I fixed it, you stupid cat.
Would you agree that you weren't ugly enough? You were not ugly enough.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Oh, a new version.
And roll on shoulder, man.
I'm just going to start it over. I fixed it. I'm sorry about that.
God,
you know I don't normally have problems. Give me once. Once I should have.
You don't know how to do anything.
There
what?
We go.
Man, on my first live drum ever, I only had one technical problem. One.
Yeah, but it's a big one. The fact is that I wasn't in it.
This is program number 1018 for you.
Cheryl, what you don't understand is I have to do a lot of things. I have to have you on the phone, and I have to make sure that you can hear all my goddamn grum holders.
Okay.
It's not so easy. Now shut the fuck up and watch this thing. The editing just needs to be tighter. Like, when you... Like, it was just... There was too much space between when he talks and you talk. Right. I would blend it a little differently so that it's not so obvious.
Right.
The sound... When it's obviously different backgrounds, right? But you can sort of mix those together. You can be creative with that. Would you agree that you weren't ugly enough? You were not ugly enough.
Right.
And roll on shoulder,
man. That's so East Radio.
Did you hear it or not? Because yeah. I couldn't tell, because you were saying Madge, but I couldn't tell if that was in the grum...
No, that was in the grum holder.
See, that confuses them. Anyway, that was perfect. That was a perfect, perfect... I really think that you understand Criticism X Dope, and you have perfected that video. Absolutely perfect. I could not have wanted it any more perfect than that. In fact, I might have to repeat it, the... secular part at the end, which is really the whole important part.
Okay, so next...
Shut up.
Not done yet, you stupid prick.
And roll on shoulder.
Absolute perfection. Thank you, X Dope. You are a scholar and a learned man with AIDS.
Man.
What? Stop saying my name. It makes me mad.
Oh.
Hate it. Madge. You think that would really stop me?
I sent you a Skype message with the next thing drum to play.
Is it a video, I hope? Okay.
CNN apologized.
This I didn't think was funny, but okay.
Really?
Let's see.
Well, you don't have to play it then. You can play Cold Black and Stan.
I want to play my Puckett Wonderd.
Okay, you can
I
play.
I mean your Puckett Wonderd.
Okay.
Happy Puckett
Man, she's taking off this.
What?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm blank.
Yes.
All right. Duty water. Work this duty stain. Crack his whack. What are you pleading at me? Who's pleading at me? The file has a number in the title. What are you talking about? All right, I got to turn off my Grum holder. Somebody hacked into my Gmail from England, by the way.
Not what?
I had to change my holders, yes. From England. Bitches.
Damning.
It's probably Steve Harris or Rogers.
Hey, any poop death, please show that to the audience.
Hold on. Instress. See, now you had me switch to my face and then you want me to show the desktop again. Can't we do them like desktop things, then a holder things, or instead
of
having to switch?
Oh my God, a double cheeseburger for $2.99?
Oh my God.
No way, let's go get one, guys.
Let's go get one, guys. Okay, the Do Not Disturb is off. You can reach us at Firm Uterus. That's the whole number. If you're too stupid to figure that out, then you probably should be on the Grum. So just dial +1 followed by Firm Uterus. And please give us money or I'm not continuing in 5 minutes. Let's check the is it really your birth turd?
Yes.
How come it wasn't in my holder then?
I need some money.
It was not your birthday, Cheryl.
My 25th.
The 25th of what?
My 25th.
Oh, Tuesday, June 1st was your birthday. Well, why didn't you tell me? Oh,
right.
I forgot to wish you happy birthday. I'm sorry, Cheryl. I normally don't miss your birthday.
Right. Well, you can pay me back, Nate.
How?
How?
Would you read the chat room? I don't know what people are. I haven't even looking at it. Let's go get one, guys. You didn't even turn off the URLs.
What?
You didn't allow links, you dumb cunt. I switched it back. This message was lapsed by Cheryl. Oh, yes. Cheryl, I had a malfunction before the Grum. That's true. It was terrible.
You had an accident?
It was more of a malfunction, or actually a mishap.
What happened?
Forgot.
What?
Forgot. Well, I will tell you this. I had to, this has been a week of panty problems, Cheryl.
Right.
Now, I had a bolt. They have this, new cereal at the Black Jewel. It's only $1 a bag. It's called Malt-O-Meal, but it's just like the... It's made by Malt-O-Meal, but it's the same as shredded wheat, the bite-sized ones.
Okay.
And they're fibrous. But you see, it's only $1 because it don't come in no box. Mm-hmm. Box. So I bought a bag, and you know I eat the whole box. That's how I am at night and in the morning. And I finished it up with milk. And it was so delicious, because you know the shredded wheat gives me pretty big dudes. So I woke up and I made a duty. I wiped it real good. And but then I noticed during the day while I was at work that my ass stink. And I thought, well, maybe it's my pants. Because, you know, I've been wearing these pants. I wore them in New York. I'm in Washington with the plaques. And I thought, you know, maybe that's what it is. Maybe I got some juice on it. So I smelled it, and I went in to take a shower at the dorm before I went over.
At the dorm, there was a shower?
3 showers. Mm-hmm.
Fine.
A lot of pubes.
Perfectly.
Flames was there, though, in my office.
I hope you wore something on your feet.
Flames was with me in my office today. I tried to get you on video cam, but you weren't around, you dumb cunt. Mm-hmm. And so I made this, you know, this sort of accident waiting to happen arrangements. And I said, oh, my God, I better wash my fat. So I washed my fat. And I thought, my God, you know, I
better. Dirty panties, yeah.
And then I decided, you know, I need to figure out what the matter is with the stench on my vagina. So I picked up my dirty, my dungarees. Right. My dungarees, yeah. And I smelled them in the crotch and in the anus. Slacks. And they didn't smell. They just smelled like pants. I thought, well, maybe. Could it have been my panties seeping through all the way through my pants up to me nose? And then I smelled my panties, and yes, Cheryl, they reeked of duty and vagina. So it smelled like a fish vagina. I had just taken a shower. I said, you know what? I don't want to get my vagina all dutied out. What if I put them on backwards and get fish in my duty hole and vice versa? So you know what I did, Cheryl? I put the panties dirty in my bag, and I went commando again. 2 days in a row, commando. Only this time I didn't have fish panties with me. But the point is just this, Cheryl. There was a duty stain on the panties as well. I'm really lucky I got out of that. In fact, they're still in my bag, but I'm not going to show them to you.
Now, Nate, I would like to talk to you for a moment about personalities.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of those personality tests where you get, like, a personality type and it's got all these letters and each one is a different kind of personality component?
Yes.
Component.
I'm familiar with that bullshit, yes.
Okay. Now, I took one, a very...
Oh, no. Was it on Facebook?
It's Myers-Briggs, but it's for the N-words. And I think the name was Myers-Briggs Wallace.
Oh, I know about the Myers-Briggs. That's okay. Not for blacks, Cheryl. It's for whites and Chinamen.
Now, it said at the end that I was the type, and I said, you are an NDMF. Do you know what that means?
Nigger demon motherfucker.
Nigger demon motherfucker.
Okay.
Right, Nate. How'd you know this?
I'll tell you something. All these queens, the blacks that were in Washington, they were all from Atlanta. Nobody knew about Alexis K. Tyler. I asked them.
And you said nigger demon motherfucker?
I didn't say all that.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
How'd you know what personality type I was? Did someone tell you?
Well, no. I just knew that that's what it stood for. You didn't. You told me,
very,
Cheryl.
Very good, Nate.
What?
I also received a press release.
Okay.
In my panty mail.
In your panties?
Flavorman TM Pulaporty moves from Miami Sizzle to Washington, D.C. Black Pride. Last minute changes, but Flavorworks still delivers.
Right.
Flavorman Magazine's annual Hot Body Contest. And pool party during Miami Memorial Day weekend in Miami, Florida. He's being moved to Washington, D.C. The Flavorworks models, D'Angelo Jackson, Flames, Baby Stuara,
right. He was a man.
And Ace Rockwood, Wood.
That's the one who found the duty and was asking for the fleek.
Who were slated to be port of Miami Sizzle, will all be attending D.C. Black Pride instead and will be available for autograph signings. Flavor Man's Hot Body Contest and Pool Party have also been made to fit Washington, D.C.'s Black Pride lineup. Quote,
bah!
We apologize to all the fans who booked their tickets to come to Miami for this and other Flavor Man events during Miami Sizzle. But due to scheduling conflicts, what kind of scheduling conflicts, Nate?
It's complicated, Cheryl.
I must have gotten in trouble for something. We had to change venues at the last minute, unquote, says Warren Bullock, operations manager. Quote, we hope all our fans will be able to join us for a fun time in D.C., unquote. Here's the list of all events Flavorman will be participating in Washington, D.C.'s Black Pride Friday. Welcome reception, Washington Plus Hotel. 5,000 plus men, mega party. Flavorman Hot Body Contest and Full Party. Winner of the Flavorman Hot Body Contest will receive a $1,000 photo shoot. Ooh! And if you don't duty, you'll be fined $50 and chosen at the next cover model of Flavorman Magazine. Black Pride, Pride, Pride. Now, Nate, I have a question.
Yes.
It apologized for those who booked their tickets to come to Miami for this thing. Now, what black fan that is probably a fan of this mess would have money to fly to Miami for this?
Cheryl, these people have a lot of money.
Breon? What happened to Breon?
Cheryl, all these models and all these people make a lot more money than me. That's all. And you, for that matter. They make good money.
They get fined, and then they don't make any money.
Cheryl, they can make good money.
What?
Trust me. Z. Trust maids. Trust maids.
Wings. Fish.
Fish. Now, I've also got some testimonials.
About what?
Sharp. His faggoty for my taste. I expected him to whip out his makeup kit at the end.
Oh, we've got a video for that. That's good. Good introduction.
Damn, Rock. After this Michael Sharp shit, you owe us big time. Shame for exposing Camacho with his extra meat to this indignity. He is so much better than that.
Wait a second. Extra meat was not in that quote.
Who the fuck is this dude? The new owner of the site? No, that's DD. To nice Rockefeller family.
I mean, everything goes through him, so I can take you places that you'd never, never, ever think of going. And I also Twitter, and I'm on Facebook, so.
Excuse me. Yes. You need some tablets, please? How many tablets do you need?
Two.
Big ones or small ones?
Big ones.
So.
Come this way.
Would you like that? Did you like that?
He's got a very nice face.
That's the one that's 60. Same age as me, or however old am I? How old am I again?
Scott.
61 I am. Do you want to see another video of mine? That?
This is called
Starfish Breathing. Oh, God, no. Oh, no, wrong stream. Hold on. I don't know what's going on. My computer's getting angry. Hold on, man. Ew. Oh, girdle.
Fish breathing.
Flying a kite, flying a kite, flying a kite, flying. Hold on. Let's see. Where's my goddamn QuickTime shit?
Your bitch.
Shh. Don't talk like that.
Oh, yeah.
See, we won't get banned for that because they'll just think it was a sea urchin. This is called Starfish Duty Water Dirty Fingernails. Okay?
Yeah.
That sounded like your mouth, the way it talks. Let's see. There was another one. Starfish Yelp. Okay. Starfish iPhone. Where's the starfish where he's like, that was real good? The ending.
It's so hard to find good out these days.
Where is that one? I know it's here. Starfish. Wait, what is it called, Cheryl? You know what it was called. You do. I know you do. Starfish Eye. Duty Loader. Real or not real? Chink Speech. Wings Angels Guide Massage. What's that?
Angels.
Oh.
Tummy.
Man queef. Oh.
That works. Can you just say something to wrap it up between you? For this, you know, this thing.
That shit was legit, fam.
That shit was
nice.
That's oh my goodness, a double cheeseburger for $2? No way, let's go get one, guys.
Man, I have something very special for you. I'm gonna put it in the holder
now. We're gonna be talking about
angels.
Oh my goodness, a double cheeseburger for $2? No.
Where's
the Madge? Open the foil now called Manqueef _ Madge Commentary. This is made by Bidanson for you.
Where's that? In the house?
This is your folder. I just put it on.
Yes. We need some tablets, please. How many tablets do you need? Two. Big ones or small ones?
Big ones.
Did you hear that little squirt?
That works.
Ew. It looks... Oh, what's going on down there? It looks like... It looks funny, Cheryl. The water looks funny.
Can you just say something to wrap it up between you? So there's, you know...
Like dead bugs and a bunch of brown water. It looks like coffee and, like, if you emptied one of those lighting fixtures after it gets a bunch of insects.
That show was legit. That show was fast.
Did he order? See that squirt? Hello?
Oh, here.
Oh, my bad. I'm supposed to be getting the towels. I forgot all about it.
I was going to say, that's real impressive. Now go get the towels.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That was so hard to find.
Oh, Cheryl, that's horrible. I'm getting obese.
I was going to say, now pick up the towels.
I'd rather look at obese.
Good health is so hard to find. Play it one more time.
We didn't look at those new layups. Where's that lip lady? What's her name? Lippe. Big layups.
Oh, you look at those layups. Ooh, good health is so hard to find. Let me get my makeup kit.
Cheryl, big lips is on the TV.
Let me get my makeup kit.
Okay, now that we've seen that, read the comment again while we look at big layups.
Sharp as faggoty for my taste. I expected him to whip out his makeup kit at the end. Damn, Rock, after this Michael Schwartz Trish, shit, he always big time. Shame for exposing Grimaccio to this indignity. He's so much better than that. Who the fuck is this dude, the new owner of this?
Oh my goodness, a double cheeseburger for $2? No way, let's go get one, guys. No way, let's go get one, guys. No way, let's go get one. No way, no way, no way, no way, no way. No way, let's go get one, guys.
Excuse me? What, Cheryl?
Way it goes to TM, dig it down deep.
Let me put my face back on the older. Let's see, older. There's my older.
Deep, deep, deep.
Did we get kicked off? Do we know?
No.
Cheryl, you need to interact with the audience. Neither of us have been looking at the Grumholder screen.
Procter & Gamble, brain, swangers, swangers.
So when is that new Grum coming on?
What new Grum?
You know, Hold Your Incontinence or whatever it's called.
Listen. Yeah. Jay Maynes is trampling and very busy.
Where is he going? He don't got to film no duty porn.
Very busy.
He's not filming no
it's
duty.
It's your guide.
It's your guide.
Don't now, man, are you ready yet for the amazing, so amazing, new remix by
What?
The X-Dope, the Sylvia Brown remix?
I'm not, but I need a minute because I'm doing
you're
this.
You're not, but you need a minute, all right.
Right. What's so complicated about that thought?
I would take Precious and say you're black. You eat it. Go home.
All right. Hold on. No, I mean, don't go ahead. I mean, I was talking to me about Sylvia. About Sylvia. Excuse me? Gutter snipe.
Mm-hmm.
Girdle.
Mm-hmm.
Girdle.
Mm-hmm.
So what'd you do for your birthday today?
I ain't done nothing yet.
Why not?
Because I had to do this Grum. Because
you lied. It wasn't really your birthday.
Listen, the point is my birthday is very soon. As in, it's
weekend. You lied to me.
What?
You lied to me. When your fucking birthday?
I don't know, buddy.
Your birthday hasn't happened yet. Yeah.
Give me your money.
Hold on, we'll check money before we do any. Before we play that nice thing that you're raving
true,
about.
I think we need some money for my birthday. Day. Stop.
Generous portions.
Oh my goodness, a double cheeseburger for $2? No way, let's go get one, guys.
Fish.
Hold on, I'm clipping this to make it better.
No way, let's go get one, guys.
Hold on, Niggy.
No way, let's go get one, guys.
Fish.
No way, let's go get one, guys.
Odd. Is that heavy?
No way, let's go get one, guys.
Is that heavy?
No way, let's go get one, guys.
Is that heavy? Is that heavy? Is that heavy? Is that heavy? God. Is that heavy?
Let's go get
God. Is that heavy? Is that heavy? Is that heavy?
Fish.
Fish, 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 fish.
No way. Let's go get one, guys.
Fish.
No way. Let's go get one, guys.
Fish, 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 fish. God. Is that heavy?
No way. Let's go get one, guys.
Fish, 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 fish. Fish, fish, fish.
No way. Let's go get one, guys.
Fish, 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 fish. God. Fish, God.
12. No way, let's go get one, guys.
Fish.
Fish. Fish. Fish. Fish.
No way, let's go get one, guys.
Fish. Fish.
No way, let's go get one, guys.
Wait.
I don't know
which size you wings.
What?
I'm sorry, that just seems kind of weird.
Wings.
You don't know which size you use. I'm sorry, that just...
Hello. Hello.
Excuse me? What was that?
What was I just listening to? I couldn't tell if it was live or Memiflex.
Matt, I'm a trans queer boy living in a gender... What?
Your mother smells?
I said I'm a trans queer boy living in a gender fluid body.
Congratulations on your catchphrase, Baromide. What do you call it? Right.
Now, did we get any money? It's my birthday.
Hold on, let me check for money made.
I'm 25. What are we going to do for my 25th birthday?
Same thing we did last year.
Oh, it was my 25th then.
You're 83.
Okay.
No, she did not deny it, audience.
What?
You said you're 83.
What?
Yay, Steven Stalzi. $4. Yay. $4. Yay.
I have I actually have one Yule, so it's a prolapse of the anus and the vagina, so it's all just kind of falling out, and so I've used a catheter. I just kind of gather all of the mess in the front around the catheter and tie it off, and it seems to work pretty well.
Cheryl.
On the catheter,
Cheryl.
And tie it off, and it seems to work pretty well.
Cheryl Moeller, man, send us $40.
You thought you said four.
No, that was Steven, so we got 44 total. So 22 each. Thank you, Moeller, man, and Steven Stalzi. I think Moeller, man, should call in again while I order food and he can talk to you.
Because
I just got a coupon from Chicago's Pizza in the mail.
Oh,
$3 off any online order only. E-coupon expires August 1st at midnight. Oh, I better hurry. That's
fired.
Oh, today I had a shake at Burger King. I went to my psychiatrist last day. He fired me.
Why'd he fire you?
He closed his practice because nobody pays him and nobody shows up before noon, as I was 20 minutes late. Gable.
Oh, so now you're going to go completely insane?
Now I'm getting a new shrink, Niggy.
What?
Oh, we got to play Bicycle Mark's Duty. He made a shit for him.
No.
Yes. He shit in Japan for us, and there's special toilets there.
What, are we waiting for more money for these extra premiere?
Yes.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, we will enjoy a free duty by Mark, Bicycle Mark, in Japan, where they have 8-button toilets for free. It's true. Let's see. Oh, my God, a double cheeseburger. Let's see. J Toilet, I think it's called. Yeah. Oh, my God, let's go get one, guys. It's a JK 11-LP. Where's the Jap toilet? I know it's in the holder. Did you steal it?
What? Sarah Jessica Parker's a horse? That's not nice.
No shit. That's not anything new, though.
Okay.
OB Scotty, nice layoffs, man queef, mammy, fish, good times, find the racism. What am I looking for? Where's the goddamn holder? Dutycast JP. That must be it. All right, okay. I hope we get more money so that we can premiere this lovely new X-Dope thing. It's X-Dope?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goody. That means it's good.
Hi, Madge. This is Bicycle Mark. Please don't tag me in this particular recording, as it might harm my illustrious career. I'm in Tokyo, Japan. Yes, and as you may have heard about Tokyo, Japan, there are toilets that have many buttons. Mm-hmm. And here I am. I'm going to sit on the toilet, and I'll explain as we go.
Okay.
Now, I may get interrupted because my roommate may come in, and I don't want him to hear me. See, that's the tricky part, Madge. Sometimes when you sit on the bowl, there's a motion sensor or a weight sensor, and even though I'm not fat, it auto-flushes. Okay, so now it's doing something. The light that says deodorizer is on. I don't feel anything, which is good. I don't really feel like being deodorized yet.
Why would you want to deodorize?
Now, I'll just explain the other buttons. There's standby, which is currently not on, and that's good because I'm sitting. There's a water pressure meter. It's currently above average. I'm going to boost it up.
What? The duty's above average?
There we go. Almost maximum water pressure, because you know how that is, Match. You want maximum pressure.
Right.
Now, next to it, there's a picture of what looks like a girl, sitting on a fountain of water. And it says, B-Day. I'm not going to press her yet. And then after that, there's
a bidet show.
There's a picture of an anus. No, of two butt cheeks. Of a deuterus, to use your terms. And it says spray. And then there's a button that just says stop. I suppose I can stop everything. This one doesn't have music, Madge. You may have heard about toilets that have music.
Not really.
This one does not have that.
Girdle.
So I'm gonna do my business here. You don't need to hear it. I'm gonna pause. And then when I come back, we're gonna use these buttons. But I don't want you to hear me doing the actual deuterus or dewey. One moment. Talk amongst yourselves while I do this.
He paused and doesn't play the actual duty.
Okay. Welcome back, everyone. I've flushed the toilet.
Why don't we get the duty?
Confirmation? Yes, it's flushed. That is just a big button, big metal button. That's actually not even on the toilet, it's on the wall. But fine, I press that button. I'm going to move on now. I've wiped. That part is still manual. I'm going to start with B-Day. I think it's the right way to start. So here we go. Please bear with me. I don't know quite what this will feel like. Okay, nothing so far. Oh, there. Okay, all right. That's almost a direct hit. I don't know if this is cleaning me, but it's certainly making me clench. I don't think this water stops until I stop it. It's currently rinsing the anus. I don't know how long this should go for. I'm a little nervous. I'm very nervous. All right. I am going to stop the bidet now that I have a wet ass. Stop. All right. You should respond accordingly. I'm just going to do a little wipe. I don't know why. I just felt what's going on. Okay. There's something here that says spray. Here we go for spray. Ready for spray? Okay, I'm scared. Okay. All right. I don't know what good this is. It's hitting the cheeks more than anything else. I'm going to stop the spray before I make a mess. Okay. Now, I'm missing a button here for dryer. That would be especially handy. I guess I'm not in a luxurious enough hotel. So that's about it. No music, no dryer. And no soft seat either. So, for this duty cast from Tokyo, Japan match, this is your pal, Bicycle Mark. Thanks for listening, and I remind you to go to Japan so that you can sit on a toilet and enjoy all the fine features that this nation has to offer. Goodbye.
Cut it off.
This difference is, Cheryl, is that you or I would duty in Japan and get our money's worth because we would record the duty. How do we know, Mark? How do we know, Mark, that the toilets in Japan don't have a certain level of shallow water, which makes the duty splash the water into your hole? We don't know that because you paused your tape recorder while you were making the duty.
Cut the water off.
What an asshole, Gerald. Can you believe that? Can you believe that he did that to us? Can you believe all that teasing and torture? I saved that recording just for this grum for 2 weeks. 2 weeks! And I waited in anticipation of hearing him duty in Japan with the Chinaman, only to be snubbed by his piece of duty. I mean, what's he afraid of? We're going to find out that he has little bitty vegetarian shits? Excuse me? Now, I have a problem, Cheryl, with my food. I got this $3 coupon. I ordered a Mediterranean chicken salad for my diet and a tiramisu to make up for it. And
I wonder how many calories are in this salad. Probably about 4,000.
Cheryl, the problem is the subtotal is $12.50. But in order to use the coupon, you got to spend $15, which means I have to spend $3 more than I would spend in order to save the $3. Now, Cheryl, my question to you is, what additional item shall I order? Nigger.
Well, if you order something else, does that mean you have to eat it now? Or could you save for tomorrow?
Oh, no, I'll save, sure. Yeah, you know I will.
Because I just can imagine that you would get something like a pizza or something, you know.
Well, then I'll just eat it.
Planning to happen for tomorrow, and then you're going to eat that and the salad and the tiramisu.
What about a Mexican ramp or a buffalo chicken? I wish they had a buffalo chicken ramp. Grilled buffalo chicken, barbecue chicken, Gouda cheese, chopped lettuce.
How about some Brazil nuts? Also known as nigger tones. Oh. Hello?
Don't talk to me that way.
I'm not the one that brought it up, Nate.
What about a burrito turkey wrap? Thinly sliced turkey breast with avocado, fiesta corn, fiesta.com relish, and your mother.
Pizza, pizza, pizza.
No, I can't get a pizza. I'll eat it all out.
You can get a pizza with them.
What about a calzone?
Brazil nuts cut up all up on it.
What about a calzone? You can get a baked or a fried calzone. That is so nasty. Or I could just get a chicken dinny. No, I don't want a chicken dinny. You know what, Cheryl? What should I order? I need your help.
You're just do it already.
Mashed You're not helping me. I don't know what to get as my extra item.
Mashed potatoes with butter, chicken and biscuits, carrot cake.
I already got a tiramisu. You expect me to get a carrot cake tiered?
Mm-hmm. How much is carrot cake?
Carrot cake is $3.25.
Perfect. You get a free carrot cake.
All right. But if I eat it all, it's your fault.
So fat.
If I eat it all out and up, it's your fault.
Then you need to blame. My name is Brendan. He's the one who said.
Well, what about they have a chocolate mousse cake for $4? Rice pudding for $2.75.
Oh, I'm so beloved.
What about rice pudding for $2.75? Because I really only need to spend $2.50, I think.
Rice pudding is disgusting.
I'll get it then. Yeah. I like disgusting things. That way, when I binge out that, it won't be as disgusting calorically or something. I like rice pudding, especially when it's really disgusting. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It won't click now. It won't let me click on the healthy thing. It won't. It lets me click on sorbet. Let's see if it lets me click
Funny
on
carrot. Funny elves.
It won't let me click on the carrot cake neither. Oh, God. Oh. It only lets Best me click on orange sorbet.
Best thing for the D.
What? Girdles?
Mm-hmm.
No, Cheryl. It's not. It's only let me click on a few things. It'll let me click on a cannoli, but that's $3.50. Cheryl, why do I have to get an extra dessert? I already have wort buns. God.
Fine.
This is taking too long now. How about potato Sally or spinach Sally or wort Sally? Fuck it. Why am I even ordering out?
Exactly. Why don't you eat something at your house?
Because
house.
In order to do
I went
that,
to the Trader Joe's today, and I got all of this delicious baby.
Cheryl, the problem is I would be happy to cook, but that means I have to leave the Grum for like 15 minutes while you say the N-word.
For what?
You know what I'm talking about. Wait a second. They have buffalo fingies. Hold on. Buffalo fingies with blue cheese. Oh, girdle. Now, let's see. I don't know what chicken buffalo fingers are, but I'm going to order them. Yes, I am. Oh, yeah. Chicken. But then if I order that instead of the tiramisu, I'm still over.
Right.
This is going to be $20. Fuck this.
Just make something at your house.
Okay, but then I'm going to... How are you going to see me?
What are you going to make?
Well, I have a salmon... And I have some feech. More endives, so those big lettuce things.
Feech. You better buy a feech so that you can have feech without the oil.
There ain't no more feech with the oil spill.
This is a good point, Badats. And only in America do we order more food so we can pay more to have someone else deliver it and use a coupon.
Hey.
Yes.
All right, I'm not ordering. I'm going to make it here, and then you can look at... We got to get someone on the phone. Why is nobody calling us? All right, we'll call you then.
Hydroxycut, ALI, Fiber One, Peanut Butter Boards, Boards times two boxes. That sounds real good.
If you people don't call us, we're going to call you, you assholes.
Give me your money. Give me your money. Give me your money. Give me your money. I love my job. I love my job.
Terrible. What job?
Mother asthma.
Christ consciousness.
Christ consciousness.
Mother asthma.
Excuse me? Yeah, be dancing, but we...
This one's going to talk to you. Brad Leeds is going to talk to you.
Okay. Prayer for midday.
Prayer for midday. Dearest Mother, the ruler of the earth and the day, allow the love that flows from you to the Father's family. Restore my energy and allow me to enjoy every moment.
Will you talk to Cheryl while I make dinner?
Pause now.
Oh, absolutely.
And breathe deeply, closing my eyes and allowing your divine love to purify and rejuvenate.
Rejuvenate.
Amen. Some watermelon.
This is a festival of lights prayer. Morning.
So loud.
Dear Mother Asna, please attend to us today. Let your mantle of protection surround us. We come with honor and love. We come with gratitude for all who have done for us. We also come with a promise and a commitment to love and serve and spread your
so
holy
loud.
Name.
Oh my God.
Help us live our lives in dedication to you. Guide us in our life plan and keep us on track, Mother. You see our chart better than we do. Please use your mantle of sweet clean the road to mystery. Quell the hatred of our enemies. Stop the flow of greed, avarice, and deception in our lives and make us false and receptive to your love. Girls, this one is for you.
I do believe.
Albuquerque, how many past lives have I had?
34.
Okay.
Okay.
Past lives have I had?
34.
Okay.
Oh,
hey, man, I'm grinding some barbecue.
You hear that little squirt?
Yes, man.
But his plans have now been hit by a serious setback. The hospital isn't certain the floors can take Paul's weight. And as the comfort eating increased, his weight ballooned.
With
the height of his addiction, Paul ate nonstop throughout the day.
Froth every morning, four sausages, a whole pack of bacon, four eggs, 2 pieces of fried bread, hash browns, 6 pieces of bread and butter, and half ten.
What the hell?
Lunch, fish and chips, and chips, and then in the evening time, at Ben, I'll take away. In a day, I would eat 30 to 40 chocolate bars.
30 to 40
chocolate bars.
Same as
you are. Yes, see you on
Ben.
You're on Ben. I get that.
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Just on Ben.
Yeah.
Yes,
you are
Ben.
Shield.
Okay, and your bits and pieces are in the under the pad right here. Okay. Paul is completely dependent on his caregivers for his personal hygiene. He can't get to the toilet, so he has to wear incontinence pads.
Pad.
Yeah. That's the reason why Paul is more careful about what he eats. Dealing with the toilet business when get a piece. It's so embarrassing. You know.
Is
that? Oh, really?
Cheryl.
Right.
Will you tell this fucking Brenda and Marie to quit calling me while I'm making my Jenny? Brendan, we can't. Cheryl, I wanted to show you something.
Yes, see you on Ben.
I look at this cum rag I got from Flavor Man. You want to see it?
See this. Let me see this.
Good help is so hard to find.
Portman.
You see it?
Hey.
Look at it. You like that?
Red.
Read what it say.
Men, www.flavorman.com magazine.
But you know, I asked, I said, what do you do with that? That makes no sense. They said, you go like this. This is what the blacks do, Cheryl.
What?
Look, I'm doing it.
Put it on your hand?
Mm-hmm. It's what the blacks do. I seen it at the pool.
The red light, my layup.
All right, back to Denny. Brendan, we'll talk. You can call me later after after I get my Denny. Oh, I'm making fish, but I'll show you. that later.
How long are you gonna be, man?
Fish. Listen, you did a whole grum by yourself. You don't need me. Just chill out and enjoy yourself.
I'll prepare the SPD next
one. That's vitriol.
Get Brad Lades to show his big. Heinous while I'm gone, okay? But I mean, not while I'm gone. I mean, convince him while I'm gone to show
no,
when I'm
no,
glad.
You said it. I'm going to show it to everyone now in your message.
Well, guess what? I have a recording, you asshole.
All right.
Fuck face. God, on a right. Wheel. Dumbass.
And clean myself up as much as I can. Hey. Keeping Paul clean is a major operation for his caregivers.
Right.
They wash him 4 times a day.
These are cool pads that we clean up. And
isn't he not that bad?
Sheets that we put onto the bed just to
not
stop
by eating.
Wet. We keep them dry most of the time. Sure. They do work.
Is this the man that had the obese goatee?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Quite ridiculous.
It takes 2 caregivers almost an hour for each clean. Once they've washed him, they have to cream Paul's skin
green
to prevent it from splitting.
Just on.
Now you're seeing it.
Yeah.
You're on. Put them down so you get them.
Do these people get paid to be filmed?
All the Zayak.
Do these people get paid to be filmed? Or are they just like exploiting them so they...
Oh, they're just doing their job, mate. Oh, you mean the Zayak?
The fat people, like, do they get anything out of it? 30 to 40 chocolate bars, maybe?
You can't think, oh God, I'm going to get embarrassed because it's your health, you know, it's part of your...
Can you tell me the weight limit for your patients going in the bariatric ambulance? 50 stone.
50 stone is equal to 700 pounds. This is the heaviest weight the ambulance service can carry. Paul may weigh much more than that.
Okay.
Just
what do you
know?
You hear that little squirt?
Inner circle members. And so.
Now, remember, you're an old top.
What I said about joining. Today we're going to be talking about spirit guides.
Damn it.
We're going to rape this young man, aren't we? Oh, we got two turns here. Oh!
You should have a good young hair and get it good.
Gotta call the Coon Brothers.
I'm going to touch you with my tongue. I mean, I can get myself wrong. This old lady, I got a dried up pussy like a prune. I cannot take a dried up pussy like a prune. I cannot take it there. Oh, oh boy, can I take it in there?
Oh, yes, I can.
What's your baby?
Get it.
See, that gets used every day, my pussy don't.
Good God.
Nice and easy.
Boy,
you've got a big heart on
him. Really? Yeah. Oh,
sounds like my grandma.
Oh, my goodness. Easy does it, each
end. This sounds like Grammy.
Hmm?
This sounds like Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby.
Easy does it.
Excuse me?
Easy does it.
Oh, tighten up those muscles. I'm gonna suck your juice out. Stop a bit. There I am. I'm gonna get a withdrawal. Stop a bit. There I am. I'm gonna get a withdrawal.
Oh,
I can do a little hula on you. Will you say so?
Now, I wonder if these Grammys had to remove their catheters before they got...
No, you just gather it around your hole like I do, you know.
Oh, all 20 inches. That's why they make them so long, so it has some extra slack. I'm pretty
sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you believe you're going to be able to see them graduate? Lead alcoholism runs in his family, just going really far back. I believe that he's never going to get off the alcohol, and I do believe that you will find new love. Do you believe that you'll find work with the social aspect of things? I do believe that you will be forgiven, and I do believe a very good I do believe you'll have a happy marriage. Do you believe that there is more of a life mate coming your way? I do believe you're going to have a newfound relationship. I do believe...
I should keep this one for Madge. It'll make her angry.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Some members don't change their spots.
Thanks. I'm starting to adjust to the hustle and bustle of NY.
Prolapse of the uterus.
What is planned?
We still have not debuted the wonderful music. Oh, hi.
Angel, my Twitter.
Want to see my fish?
Facebook.
Ooh.
Salad fish.
Angel.
I'm glad we've moved on. I'm glad I'm the only one that cycles.
Looks real good.
Angel.
Cheryl.
Amazing.
Yeah. Where's the fish?
Angel.
You can keep cycling. I don't care.
Where's your fish?
I'm eating it, Nate.
Look at that fish. Look
what kind
at
of fish is that?
The lake you made for yourself. You little
is that perch?
Salmon.
Oh.
I'm
that it smells.
Did you get Brad Leitz to show us his penis?
Yeah, let's go, Les.
Hmm? I guess I definitely, I flashed my big red layup.
I didn't see it. Let's see it again, Gen.
Nope. My big, puffy, bloated red layup.
You got large layups.
Mm-hmm.
You know who we haven't seen in a while? What happened to Chicago AIDS guy in 84?
Well, he was actually on his way home. I don't know if he's here yet. He was getting fucked bareback, probably.
Yeah, 80-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Got money. Money.
Easy does it.
Oh, yeah. That man.
Cheryl, I ran into my friend Bill at the Jewel yesterday.
Who?
Bill, you know Bill. He's old.
Bill?
Mm-hmm.
And he was wearing those cute little black and white shoes.
Right.
Saddle shoes. Anyway.
This old lady, I've got a dried up pussy like a little. I cannot take it here.
What do you think about diet? What do you think of a bad man?
Real good. But he was in front of me, and the cashier's name was Lucretia or some very black name, Cartricia or something. Right. She got such attitude with me when I told her I don't have my preferred card. She's like, huh, whatever. And then, but Bill, when he left, he knocked over the bag holder, the plastic bag holder, the things that holds all the bags.
Yeah.
He starts swearing.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Prayer for peace to soul. Dear God, we ask for the Holy Spirit to come down to us today and for the Christ consciousness to hold us close. We ask for Mother and Father God to watch over us.
If you don't give me money, then I'll keep praying.
We ask for the all-encompassing love of God to spread out from us in our purity of soul.
From our lips?
Our forgiveness. In our willingness to give and accept truth.
Sure.
Let us pull in all the love and peace around us.
This old lady, I've got a dried up pussy like a spoon. I cannot take it. We're going to rape this young man.
Is it time for the music yet?
As always, let's
end
before
asthma.
Unsullied.
Asthma.
In the name of Mother and Father God.
Asthma.
The Holy Spirit and the Christ consciousness.
Again with that?
Now listen, man. Did we get any more money? I want to premiere the amazing, so amazing, so amazing.
It's so good.
No more money. More Sylvia.
Listen, this is unacceptable.
We can let Molar Man and Steve Stalzi see it in private.
No, not how it works.
No. Well, maybe Brad Leitz needs to show his penis.
Canola. Chris, this one is for you.
Brad Leitz, is your penis bigger than this microphone here?
That's about right.
Let me see it.
Well, I have a pop screen on it, too.
Pop it.
Right on your geek?
Yep. I do.
How come you sent Cheryl a picture of your panoos but not maids?
Cheryl and I have something very special.
What?
She strangles me with the extra catheter. Mm-hmm. And I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got no catheter, Nade.
You know, Thanos is going to be very jealous.
Oh, I know. Thermus Salmonella, whatever her name is.
Thanos Salmonella. He's very angry.
Oh, I had a dream about Thermus.
Did you?
He hates me.
I had a dream that we were lovers, but he wouldn't have sex with me. We were at some very high mountain in Moscow.
Was it in Egypt, in Israel, on the spiritual journey of a lifetime?
Yes, in the Golden Circle.
you know, because Dr. Zahi Hawass is her friend, and he can take you to places you'd never imagine or be able to go before, and it's the last time.
Father God and Mother Asma were there at the Christ Consciousness.
It's the last time she'll be going to that part of the world. Asterisk. If Sylvia gets sick, they have the right to replace her with anybody else they want, and you cannot get a refund of your money. All right.
What?
Explain, Bradley.
We found the itinerary, I guess, of her wonderful spherical journey of a lifetime to Israel and Egypt.
Yeah.
And it was something like $5,000 or something to even go, wasn't it? Something outrageous. And in the very fine print at the bottom, it mentioned that if Sylvia died or was injured, that...
Get sick. She never gets sick. You would not imagine what it took to get me here.
Right. Yeah. She's always asking.
Is that having? don't check that. Southwest, I call it Southwest. That heavy.
You have a lozenge. Anyway, sorry, yes, continue. They can replace her with whoever they please. So basically, if Sylvia dies in Israel or wherever, then they just ship Christopher in.
Well, you know, now that Rue McClanahan died, she's my guide.
Oh. Man, can you put up the picture? Speaking of Rue, too soon.
Yes, please. Very good.
Hold on.
How are you guys?
Oh, hi, Mullen Man. He said hi a while ago.
I'm dripping goo.
You have visions of slicing their throat.
Slicing.
Cheryl, what's the name of the gram holder I'm holding?
Yeah, I used to sit there and you hope somebody will die.
Cheryl.
What?
What's the name of this picture?
Too soon, I think.
Okay. Let me get it into the holder and then we'll talk.
He's breathing.
So we're waiting for one more person. We have visions of slicing their throat, church, anything. I was supposed to be home at 1. I got home at 12. Yes, wherever you go, whatever seminar you take, radio show, I want to talk a little bit. I was not happy. I didn't even know where I was.
There can only be one.
Joking them. Ability to bounce. You know how you sit there and you hope somebody will die? All those smiley faces.
Cocoon.
I love that photo.
There's no way. Oh, that's why I always say, you know, is everybody here? What does that have to do with your mouth?
No. What's wrong with your mouth? She's
just talking to me. No, she didn't stop.
Like, what?
Don't go Air West or whatever it is. It should be called Air Worst.
Oh, she gets me every time with that one.
She's a killer.
Always, always, always. This girl that runs, don't let anybody start telling you. Right? What is wrong with your
Flesh.
Mouth?
What's wrong with your mouth?
Lozenge.
That heavy.
My old 34. Life in Tampa, tremendous.
This isn't even filling. I need 7 pieces of carrot cake. Cake.
Turn that fan towards me, will you?
Not hitting me.
That's not hitting me. I don't know what's in it. I just need it.
I can't find the one that you don't even know what it took me to get here.
I don't even want to tell you what it took me to get here. Uh-oh.
Who's calling?
All right.
Hold on.
Right.
What? I guess I hung up by mistake.
Molar Man calling.
Where?
Yeah, it's your guy.
I don't know, it's chat.
Your guy.
It's your guy.
I love my daddy.
Oh, my.
Hear that?
Yes. It's not working, Brandon Ains.
Vagina.
Hey, nigga.
I'm on the road,
bitches.
Right.
I just want to eat.
Doctor.
Where's? Hold on.
What the fuck? Air Worst, whatever it's called. I don't know what's going on with this Skype. It's not working. Sorry, Brendan. Eesh. Cheryl.
I don't even want to tell you what I took me to get.
I love my daddy.
Can't find it.
I think I might have it. I'll find it.
You find it for me.
But that's in fix it. You said go home.
Slicing.
You hear that little squirt? Let's find it.
Sylvia. What?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay.
I want to save the miss.
Me too. I want to see your penis.
Let's say some miss. Let's see the message.
See the penis.
I'm finding the file.
Job. You find the file of your penis?
No.
What? You don't want to know what I mean.
Oh, hold on.
NDMS.
I'm putting it in your holder.
Your demon.
You have access to the holder?
We have
a different holder, all right?
Oh, excuse me.
Oh.
Did you put your nest in the holder?
Yes.
The holder's not nearly big enough for my nest.
Listen, send the nest over, Cheryl. If it can hold flames, it can hold nests.
Listen, I'm not getting any money for this.
I'm eating honey. That's what I'm eating.
Honey?
Nest honey?
You just need a cup of honey? What's wrong with you?
Come home.
Honey's really good for you.
It's tasty.
I knew they'd like me.
Each one.
Why don't you put honey on your clitoris and let us watch Trotsky licking them all?
I would pay for that.
I knew he'd like
me. Did you put it in the holder, Bradley?
Yeah, it is.
What's it called?
I don't even want to tell you when it took me to get here. .mp3.
Okay.
Get me. Get him.
I don't even want to tell you what it took me to get here.
Now you say it, Cheryl.
I don't even want to tell you what it took me to get here.
I don't even want to tell you what it took me to get here. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. What drum was that from, Nate?
Dear Father, as my mother cries.
It was the one that, She was off the phone. It was the same one as It's Not Hitting Me or whatever.
Oh.
FFS, what do you want?
Molar Man.
Molar Man? How come you didn't come on my holder? What? Why didn't it come into my holder? Why are you coming on my cell phone? Molar Man? Hello?
Wrong.
Molar Man, I'm going to call you back on this number, right? I can call you on this number, right? Hello?
Time for
I'll call you right back, black dentist. I got to call this black dentist now. Hold on.
She ain't black.
Shh. She talks black. Let's say add to contacts. No. Need. Add a contact tech, Molar Man. Man. Plus one.
Do not want.
Excuse me? My asshole just itched, Cheryl. I really don't like this grum today. I mean, not that I don't like the grum. I just don't feel like...
If you heard the remix, then
Yes, but we haven't gotten any money for that, except for from
Molar
Man.
Well, come on, people. This is the whole reason we're doing the
actually, I'm pretty much willing to let you play it anyway, just so we can get through this torture.
Okay.
Haldun, here's Molar Man. Let's click on it.
Right.
That'll help.
It will help, Meryl.
Howard Kalin.
Yeah.
Molar Man. Excuse me? Excuse me? Is this Molar Man?
Yes, hello.
I thought you were a Chinaman for a minute, the way you was talking to me.
No, that'd be Russian. The grammar's going great.
What are thanks. You what?
Excellent gram.
You want a comrade? Woo!
That's like wedding my layup.
Who saw Sylvia? Somebody
matches
saw
your layups.
Muller man, did you see Sylvia?
Matt,
yeah.
You chose me. You chose me. You assume I'm a dentist. I'm not a dentist. I'm a sculptor.
The sculptors are dentists. It's the same fucking thing.
What?
Well, I work in dental laboratory.
So can you restore
listen,
my teeth once Cheryl bashes them out with her hook? Is that
no, it's just mouthpiece, earpiece. I'm going to have to go back to the phone. One moment.
What? What is it?
What does happen?
What is Molar Eggman doing? Eggman, Eggman.
No, bash your teeth out with this hook.
Thank you for the $40, AIDS man.
Doesn't matter. I'm a dental laboratory.
I don't care. Thank you for the $40.
Say your name.
Let it go.
Who cares?
Can you send me
dentist?
Some teeth?
Whatever it is, you send us money. So you're
I don't got any teeth because I knocked them out with my golden hook.
Okay, I'm on the other side of the room again, going to sleep.
I'd also like a pair of teeth to put inside of my vagina.
What do you have then?
Make it talk. Make it talk.
Brendan, you can't call. I'm on the sofa. Don't fuck with me, bitch.
Whoa. Whoa.
I stop with the choo-choo.
No, don't revisit this. We're not doing the couch again.
Yes, we are doing the couch, Mary.
We're not going to screw the show. You have a lot of fans that want you up at the microphone.
Too bad.
Come on, man.
I'll keep it brief.
If they really appreciated it, they would be like you and donate money instead of ringing my goddamn Skype.
Oh, Kosky's so cute.
Goddamn annoying motherfuckers. Nigga demon motherfuckers.
NDMS.
Nigga bitch.
Brendan, stop ringing the fucking phone. You're working my goddamn nerve.
Whoa.
Jesus Christ. Thank
listen.
You. Touch right. Vitriol.
I have both teeth. But I'm a sculptor by nature.
Did you
I
say you have duck teeth?
Crowns and bridges. And okay. I am not a dentist.
Did you say you have
you
buck
know?
Teeth?
Oh, I can't hear you so well. You're so far away from me.
Because Trotsky's licking me. Do you? I said, do you have buck teeth? Buck teeth.
Buck teeth. Do you have them?
Yeah.
Bucks?
Buck.
What's that?
Buck teeth.
Like
big
a squirrel.
Big tooth in the front.
Oh. What? Cheryl, can you fix this?
Put that down.
Somebody fix the ground.
Man.
Sound quality is diminishing. No, I don't have buck teeth. I got braces when I was like 10 years old.
Okay, welcome good. All
right. So I got the wall
correctly, and it worked out well.
I had an extra tooth that they had to remove.
Okay.
Please.
Oh, I've never had that. Can you send me some?
Pull that cop out.
My supernumerary and private.
God. Good.
I'd love to try that.
Ouch, Stratsky. Ouch. 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 What are you scratching?
You're stuck a dog. Okay.
He's horny.
Is he trying to... Bradley, is... Bradley, is he
yes.
trying to coax the lipstick out? What's he
doing? I think so.
Who
just
is
talk
he?
About old bit.
Can you talk him into coming back to the microphone?
Who is he? Trotsky? Who's this he?
Bradley
really,
Trainer is grateful to the chicken who gave his stinky so that I didn't have to go hungry.
Racist.
God, I wish I had bought those chicken fingers. That salmon salad sucked.
Oh my God, is it time for this fucking song yet?
No, because that would mean I have to get out.
Oh my God.
I don't want to get out.
I love my daddy.
Well, I'm going to try and hook up my
get off the couch.
To my landline.
You're hooking up the what?
I have the same headphones that Match does.
Whee!
I'm going to see if they work. on my wireless landline.
Oh. Very nice.
Wow.
You guys are really hard to hear.
Get off the couch, man.
Fuck
now.
You.
Now.
I agree, Joe. Thank you.
Ooh. Or else you will get no SBB remix mix.
We ain't got no money. What's the deal?
No, they don't fit.
We got a mix.
Mix. Nah, the adapters at work. Mix.
What?
Be an active participant.
Get fucked.
Can do it. Mix.
Get fucked.
You're not Mitch, the one Mitch. Hydrocodone, Mix.
I'm tired.
Oh, yeah. Shooting
or
all that prawn.
And Coke, Rap-tastic style, or vodka and root beer.
Hey, listen, I had to go to my psychiatrist, have an accident, eat, and eat. God damn it, Brendan, stop fucking calling me.
Like duty water.
Now, who's paying for this psychiatrist?
Who cares? What?
And why do you need it? Maybe I can help you.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
Yes. Nothing says therapeutic help like a sculptor. Yeah.
Madge, tell me your main concerns.
It's me, Francine.
Sylvia, it's me, Francine.
Can you do it? Can you fess up?
Sylvia's lapsing a little bit over here. She's poking out a little.
Sylvia, it's me, Francine.
What's going on?
Madge. Get up, and we're going to do the goddamn song.
Now.
If I get up and we do the song, can we be finished with this goddamn thing?
Yes.
Primus.
Oh, I'm putting it in your holder right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is this a video? Or
wow,
no?
this will have been
it's
a short drum.
It's in your holder. It should be there.
It's just audio.
Do it.
Mm-hmm. I'll go there now.
Fuck off. Why is there a piece of lettuce on the couch?
You can't perform tonight.
Lack of monster drink. Oh, I'm so afraid of drinking monster late in the evening. Now look at the results.
Oh. All right.
I haven't been drinking monster. If I did, I'd be awake. Wait. Good.
You can't perform tonight. What do you mean you're not going to perform, you fucking whore? What the fuck do you mean you're going to perform whether you're bleeding all over the carpet or not? I don't give a fuck. Stick 10 canvases up your goddamn cunt if you have to, but you're going to fucking perform. Yeah, stupid fucking bitch.
Go to the TM.
Fuck you. See you later.
Fuck you.
That was Peter. That was Pocket.
Man, get up.
But what's your problem, man?
Get up. We're not doing this again.
What?
Listen, I'll be seeing the last time I spoke to you, I had to reformat my computer. Oh, nigga.
What do you suggest, my dear sweet nigga? You know how many bands I've been in? More bands than you have fucking squinted your fucking world. Nigga, they got a fucking nigga! You, I'm not kind of guy. I take back everything I said about you except nigga. Just kidding. You can't talk tonight.
Get up.
Right.
I'm enjoying this. Why would I get up?
Madge.
Oh.
Why?
Oh, it's between the cushions, isn't it?
I do believe. Play I do believe. You'll hate it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. He's got an erection.
Endless loop.
Chris, this one's for you.
I definitely do believe you're going to be able to see them graduate, leave alcoholism runs in his family, just going really far back.
Yeah.
I believe that he's never going to get off the alcohol. And I do believe that you will find new love. I do believe that you'll find work within the social aspect of things. I do believe that you will and I do believe a very good
He gives marvelous readings.
I do believe you'll have a happy marriage. I do believe that there is more of a life mate coming your way. God, I do believe you're going to have a newfound relationship.
All right, already.
I do believe the rest of your family is certainly very well. Because I do about later. I believe you're just going to have to rely on friends and family.
Sometimes
you're
going to celebrate so much.
Can you take me to Quiznos? It's Christopher. I really need you to take me to Quiznos and a cigarette. Need to go to Quiznos.
We play this party.
I really love their chocolate chip cookies.
I believe you just have to rely on friends and family.
Sometimes Chris, leopards don't change their spots.
Now, also, did you know that N-words also do not change their spots?
Wait, I just got an email from Esther Castro. It says, your huge dick will please the girls. Let's see what it says here.
Dragon servant eating.
Imagine if you could have a 9-inch tool in your pants. Now you can. Let's see.
I don't have to imagine.
Well, yeah.
Big delay.
Gain 3 point. No. It's Dr. Max Man. It's like Molly Man. Gain 3+ inches today. Yeah, it's called an erection, you asshole. I must admit the penis is a man's best friend. While I was in college, I did the typical guy thing, went to bars, hung out with chicks, but getting in them interred bed was another story. When I was fortunate enough to finally score, I was guaranteed embarrassment. That's what brought me to this site. Having a 4-inch penis can't be the most popular thing among women. How about women?
Play it now.
Now that I've tried Dr. Max Man, pulling down my pants is no longer my biggest worry.
Again, I will.
Will be she able to handle this monster python? Thon? That's what I ask myself, man.
48-year fuck pig looking for smegma cheese.
Thank you, Dr. Max Man, Jeff from
Phoenix.
I'm
always looking for smegma.
Here, I'll show you the pig keys. Hold on, let me get the proper picture for the grum holder.
I will go off on you.
How is this grum holder?
Go off on your ass.
Psychological benefits of a bigger penis. Oh, look, there's the penis and the scrotum and the suspensory ligament, ladies. Hi there, ho there, and hello there.
Are you talking about a sling or a mesh?
Yeah, it's a mesh.
20-inch taffeta.
Now, Madge, in your experiences with accidents in the steam room, seen uncut
schmegma? No. Yeah. I've never seen schmegma in my life.
Do you like or dislike that?
I've never seen schmegmard.
I like female schmegma.
He wasn't asking you.
Madge, do you ever get female schmegma? Sometimes when I don't wash my clothes.
I've been listening to my show for 5 years. Do you not know what a yeast infection is, you stupid cunt? Jesus Christ.
Lingering for weeks?
Ignorant. Whore bag.
Why would you allow that?
Listen, sluts. Shut up. Where's this song?
Yeah. It's called Sylvia and Come Across My Face. Sylvia Brown. Parenthesis. Come Across My Face. Close parenthesis.
Dot.
Hold on one moment. It's called Sylvia Brown, Come On My Face. With
Sylvia Brown, _ Brown, push F, Twitter sheet, play, Obama's friend. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very flattering.
Sylvia Twitters?
She's on Facebook.
Oh, I found it. Yeah, I know. She's on Facebook. She's got her Twitter sheet. I know the whole business with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a loud program from what I'm seeing. The wavelength looks very loud. Okay, here we go. Thanks for the money.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the birthday money.
Lol.
Sylvia, it's me, Francine. Are you ready?
Francine, I want to be infused. Now. Truth. always stand to the right of you. Not to the left, but always to the right. They never ever lead you. They never ever leave you. They never, never control you. Angels. The cherubim and the seraphim. So amazing. Wings. Angels. Oh boy, here it comes. Lead you. Leave you. Control you.
Here we go.
Like that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the face.
Does that feel good?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the face. Oh my god.
Do you like that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the face.
Please, please.
Does that feel good?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the face.
Angels. Angels.
Angels. So amazing.
Wings. Angels.
Oh boy, here it comes.
Did you?
Do you like that?
Yes, yes.
Cross my face, face, face.
Does that feel good?
Yes, yes, yes.
God, did she really hurt me?
Here we go.
Do you like that?
Yes.
Cross my face.
Does it feel good?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the face. Oh my god.
Do you like that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the face.
Please, please.
Does it feel good?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the face.
That does not need to be.
Cheryl, it's me. Exo, are you ready?
Now, when Cheryl sent that to me, I was on the toilet, and I was laughing so hard that I could not finish peeing.
Was that Exdope's voice at the end? I'm confused. Is Exdope a girl? It sounded like a girl's voice.
Yes. I want to be infused now.
Is that Exdope as a girl? Cheryl, is it?
It's him as Francine.
Let me hear.
Cheryl, it's me. Exo, are you ready?
That's really good. Really good. Hot. But I'm sick of Brad Lights because he didn't show us your penis.
What?
Yes. Brad. You've got 10 seconds to show me your penis before I hang up.
Oh, listen, whatever.
Come on.
Show it.
Show it. Dig it out.
I don't see it. Let me see. Get the picture.
Yep.
Right.
Cheryl.
Come on. Just do it, Nate.
Hold on.
Okay.
Right. It better really be yours, or I'll hang up on you even harder.
I want to see Cheryl's lips.
Fat. Oh, fat.
Cheryl's lips are all over the goddamn Facebook book.
Fat.
What?
Just a moment.
Phil. Oh. Oh.
How did he get Sylvia to say, come across my face?
Not
that was really good. Really good work. Oh, but I wanted to play my version because I have to critique
it. The more you listen to it, the better it gets because you hear new things every time. Like, say no.
Well, I want to play my version first because I could do it a little better here.
Oh, great.
No way. Let's go get one, guys.
Wait.
Here.
No way. Let's go get one, guys.
Fish. Fish. Fish.
No way. Let's go get one, guys.
Spring equinox prayer for fish. Morning.
Fish. Fish.
God. 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 God.
Is that heavy?
God.
Fish. No way. Let's go get one, guys.
Spring equinox prayer for morning.
Oh. Fish. Fish.
Oh. Is that heavy?
We have a spirit. Is not a ghost.
No way. Let's go get one, guys.
Fish. A ghost is someone that hasn't found their way home.
Is that heavy?
I think that was better, but still, X-Do was very good. But mine was better than just now.
Oh, they're gone.
What are we waiting for? Oh, Brad Lades, where's your dick?
Just a second.
What the fuck takes so long? You gotta get it hoy?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
It could be flaccid or hard. Doesn't matter.
Listen, you're not gay. Shut up.
Woo.
Well, love my friends there, and I don't mind looking.
Well, a lot of my friends are black, but it doesn't make me a coon. Oh. Hey, did you see that Pocket One Turd came in the room and then left after she said mean things? Pocket One Turd, get over here.
Come over here, crack.
She's so little bitty that she can't see her when she comes by. Bye. Is it horde yet? Do you need to see? Do you need to see some hot men? Some duty.
I think he needs to see the fingernail on the starfish.
All set. It's in the chat room. It's in the chat room. I'll let everyone see it.
In the chat room? What the fuck?
I have no pride.
Come on. I'm not even in the goddamn chat room.
I like the shadow around the board.
Hang on. I don't have the...
That's what took you so long.
I don't see no goddamn penis because I ain't in the chat room.
Very Lord. Get in the chat room.
Oh, here now I am.
Very Lord.
Brad Lades, is that really your penis?
Yep.
Oh, poor Bradley. Poor Bradley.
I can't see this.
That's a horrible penis.
Oh, no.
That's not really her penis.
Yes, it is, Cheryl. I can tell.
Penis.
It has a tattoo that says Bradley's. Can't you see it? It's on the skin.
Skin.
Bradley's, you're not nice. You don't tease Madge Nature. It's not nice to tease Mother...
Well, Mother Azza.
Azza. Spring equinox prayer for grace. Dear Mother Azza, with Christ consciousness and Son Christopher, please eat out my balls, but if I come with you on a cruise, I might just die.
Never ever leave you.
They never leave you. They never control you. Excuse me?
Prayer for protection.
Stop it.
Prayer for midday ways. Let us feel... Pillar of light prayer.
We have a spirit.
This is a festival of light.
Is not a ghost.
God.
Prayer
God.
For peace to soul.
A ghost.
Is that heavy?
Prayer for peace and grace.
Cheryl, it's me. X-Do, are you ready?
We have a spirit.
God.
Is not a ghost.
Fish.
No. A ghost is someone that hasn't found their way home. They have some unresolved conflict. I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember, I can't believe it was in 72, when I did the Johnny Johnson Toys R Us. Do you remember that? It was a Toys R Us ghost. And it's probably to this day the most authenticated ghost picture that ever was.
Fish breathing.
And what made it so marvelous to me was that I could see him against this rack and they caught him on infrared film.
Fish breathing.
Really going to be done unless we get money, which I hope we don't because of the.
No, we're going to be done anyway. A simple Asian, A-Z-I-A-N, person who's seeking for a passionate and loving male, W4M.
Okay. What does M stand for?
Don't know why my post was removed, but here it go again. Serious replies only, please. If I were to describe me, I would say that I'm blessed and highly flavored. Cool as an ice cube, down to earth. Easy to talk to, like to play and have fun, caring, have a heart of gold, and lastly, always keep it real. I put God first in all that I do, because he's the reason for all my success, and me being the person that I am today. Life is too short to be unhappy. You have to take the good with the bad. Oh my God.
Don't you? That's my pet peeve. I fucking hate when people try to give their life advice on personal ads.
No, I like when they use cliches. Down to earth, caring, have a heart of gold, always keep it real. Yeah, life's too short to be unhappy. You have to take the good with the bad. Smile when you're sad. Ugh. Love when you got. And never forget what you had. I just want to meet someone real, to have a friendship with, and to get to know as a person, then take it from there. Thank for stopping and reading my ad! !3
In other words, keep it real like reality TV, like that kind of real.
Asian.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. That yes, you did.
It was in the beginning.
I know. Okay, we're done.
It's that heavy.
All right, thanks for having me on the ground, man.
Wait, I need that Gerald, you're done, go home clip to be ending with, but that's okay.
Okay.
That's okay, we'll end anyway. Just say it. Just say
it. I would take Gerald and say, you're dead, go home.
Goodbye, everyone. Thanks. Bye.